There is a reason God put you here. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 206. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome. Our reading today is Psalms 87 through 89, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is to praise your name. You are our source of life, our sustainer. Without you, nothing would exist. You hold everything together. Thank you for loving us and making us your own. As we read today, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
Psalms chapter 87. He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre, along with Cush, and will say, "This one was born in Zion." Indeed, of Zion it will be said, "This one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her." The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, "This one was born in Zion." As they make music, they will sing, "All my fountains are in you." Psalms chapter 88. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Night and day I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. Psalms chapter 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, "I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations." The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you. who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision. To your faithful people you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock my Savior. And I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant, and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen.
Today in Psalm 87, we read how God loves Zion, used in this case to mean Jerusalem. There's an obvious tone of joy with this psalm. But Psalm 88 is full of anguish. The writer is pouring out his heart to God. In the opening, he confesses that God is his Savior and then immediately begins telling God about the anguish he's in. And it seems to wrap up by saying that it is God who has put him in this place. And yet, remember how the author opened, with a confession that God is his Savior. So, as bad as things are, there's hope. And then Psalm 89 begins with praises to God with all of his love, his majesty, his faithfulness, his might, righteousness, and his justice. And the covenant that God made with David is remembered. But David's descendants have forsaken God's law, and therefore God has withdrawn his protection and blessings from Israel. And then the psalm ends much as it begins, with promises of eternal praise to God. The fact is that despite outward circumstances, God is worthy of praise. He's worthy when life is good, and he's worthy when life is hard. He is our Savior in both places. He doesn't change, but our surroundings do. He is eternal, and our lives here on earth are just a spark, a fleeting moment in time. But despite our lives' short span, we have a responsibility to make it matter. There is a reason God put you here. You're not an accident. Your life has purpose. What is that purpose? Well, for each of us, the primary purpose is to bring glory to God. Isaiah 43:6 through 7 says, "Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory." Did you get that? "For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." So what does that actually mean? How can you and I glorify God? Well, we do that by praising him, by worshiping him, by proclaiming his greatness, by doing his will. Each of us must do these things in our own unique way because he has different specific things he wants to accomplish. How do I know that? Because of these verses, 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. I'm just going to read the first couple of verses. Paul said, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord." God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. And then he talks about the different spiritual gifts that God gives. So God gifts each one of us differently because he has a different specific will for each of us. That's one of the greatest things in the believer's life is discovering his or her gifts. But that's an entirely different discussion. For now, it's enough to remember that despite outward circumstances, God is always worthy of praise, and he has a purpose for you. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, find episode 206, and there it'll be. And also, it's probably in your podcast app if the podcast app shows the show notes. Until tomorrow, beloved, thank you for being here. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.